The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Okay, now here's the feast of St. John of the Cross today. And not only is he one of my favorite saints, but I think that if you do not understand the teachings of St. John of the Cross, your life as a disciple of Christ will be much, much harder than it has to be. Yeah, I think every last one of you needs to have a basic understanding of the teaching of St. John of the Cross. And that's what I'm going to try to do for you here in 6 minutes or less, okay? So, why the teaching of St. John of the Cross? Here's why. Because if you look at the lives of the saints down through the ages, you will find many, many things that they all have in common as their lives unfolded. Now, this is true for any saint. You can talk about St. Francis of Assisi or St. Augustine or Thomas Aquinas. You can talk about Therese the Little Flower or Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You name the saint. And as vastly different and spectacularly unique as each saint is, if you look at the path their lives took, you find that there's a remarkable similarity one life to another. It's as if the path of discipleship can be mapped out and described, and it can. And that description has been done better by St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross than anybody else who's ever lived. I told you about St. Teresa of Avila back in October when we celebrated her feast day. Today, let me tell you about the companion of St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross. Okay. If I could summarize the teaching of St. John of the Cross in two words, those words would be, there's more. There's more sin in your life than you're aware of. There's more holiness that God is calling you to than you're aware of. There's more faults clinging in the depths of your soul than you're aware of, and there's more that God wants to do with you in this life than you've ever imagined. There's more. If I could summarize the teaching of St. John of the Cross in two ideas, those ideas would be the transcendence of God and your need to be purified. First, the transcendence of God. Even though God loves you more than any human being ever could imagine loving you, and even though God's closeness, intimacy with you is vastly and infinitely beyond anything that any human being could ever achieve, nonetheless, God is not your buddy. God is not your pal. God is absolutely transcendent, inexpressibly holy, and absolutely other. That's the first idea of John of the Cross. Here's the second: your need for purification. Your faults run deeper than you imagine. I mean deeper than you've ever imagined. And if you want to be united in love with the God of such perfection, those faults need to be purified right down to their root. And God does it if you'll let him. It's the experience of emptiness and dryness. St. John of the Cross drew a map of what it's like to walk through life. And on this map, there were three roads. Two roads were wide, one road was narrow. The first wide road through life has all the consolations of the world: power, honor, money, pleasure. The second wide road through life has all the consolations of the spiritual life. Knowledge and knowing and being known and loving and being loved and being appreciated. But the third road through life is very narrow. And John of the Cross has only one word written to describe this road, the Spanish word nada, N-A-D-A, the Spanish word for nothing. The narrow road on John's map is the only road that leads to heaven. The wide roads of consolation don't lead to heaven, which is why he said that if you want to walk the road that leads to heaven, you have to experience this path of nada. Now, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the good things of the world, with all the consolations, with love and health and success. And they're all good, very good, and given by God. There's only one problem with them. We cling to them as substitutes for God. We all do it, every last one of us. It's like, if I can just have my family and my success and my health and all this, you know, God becomes optional. Take him or leave him. But that's not the path of life that leads to heaven. We want to love God above all things and in all things and love God and love others for God's sake. And you know what God does to the soul that wants to love him? He lets that soul experience purifying emptiness, and it's holy. You have to experience the emptiness of the things of the world, right? With all the hardships of life, and not lose faith and not quit. You have to experience the emptiness of the spiritual life, too. You know, you go to prayer, and it's as dry as the Sahara Desert, and it doesn't make any difference in the world, and you feel like quitting, and you can't quit. And mysteriously, the deepest emptiness of all, you have to experience in your life the emptiness of believing that God has abandoned you. The deepest emptiness of all. You know what happens when you experience that emptiness? We all want to quit. Most people do quit, and their purification stops, and so does their closeness to God. That's where John of the Cross is so valuable. He tells you, keep going. None of those emptinesses, none of those purifications last forever. They're all temporary. You got to walk through the desert to get to the promised land. The desert's dry, but the promised land is there. Okay, so there's John of the Cross, and that's why he's so important, to walk the path that leads to the Lord and not lose heart. Jesus says, wisdom is vindicated by her works. What's wisdom? It's knowledge put into action. Let's put this knowledge into action so that we can belong to God alone, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John of the Cross, pray for us.